There's a mixed response to a federal government plan to introduce a new royalty scheme for artists. The resale scheme means artists will get 5% of the sale price of their work each time it's resold. The big winners are expected to be Indigenous artists who've sold work before they became prominent. But gallery owners say the scheme could be extra administrative burden and may drive people away from the art market. Michael Edwards has this report.
Aboriginal art is now renowned across the globe and often attracts high prices at auctions. But many artworks were originally bought off artists who at the time were unknown and therefore unable to command a price commensurate to the art's value. This art was then resold for significantly higher prices. But the government aims to address this balance by introducing a resale royalty scheme. The Arts Minister, Peter Garrett, announced the scheme at the Papunya Chula Gallery in Alice Springs today.
I expect that this resale royalty scheme will provide ongoing good benefits for artists, particularly for Indigenous artists who've seen quite strong escalations in the price of their work after the first sales that they've had, particularly in the strength of both the market here and also overseas. This resale royalty scheme is intended to meet the needs of balancing the interests of the art industry and the rights of visual artists to get some return for their work when it's unsold at much greater prices.
The royalty will be calculated based on a flat rate of 5% uncapped.
The 5% comes from the figure which is taken as a resale royalty from the resale of the art product itself. We anticipate that there will be a single collecting institution which will be required to both collect and administer the scheme. We'll tender for organisations to bid to be that collecting institution. By doing that, we'll ensure that tenderers take into account a simplicity and clarity of executing the scheme and also price. And we don't believe that there needs to be an unnecessarily high administrative burden or unnecessarily high costs in the administration of that scheme because of those arrangements.
The scheme has been welcomed by many in the Indigenous art world. Daryl Sibasato runs the Bumali Aboriginal Artists Cooperative in Sydney.
I guess with a lot of Indigenous artists, visual artists, especially the ones living in more remote areas, people who are aware of the market for Indigenous art go out to these areas, not necessarily always out there. They do it in the cities as well. And they purchase art from, you know, quite sort of emerging artists maybe. Well, they're not really emerging in the Indigenous world, but on the art scene they probably are. Maybe they are. And people purchase their art at quite very cheap prices and then resale them at, you know, huge prices. So the artist doesn't actually see any of that benefit.
And Mr. Sibasato says it won't be just individual artists who benefit.
Well, I think it will, especially for Indigenous artists, as I said, in the remote areas, because a lot of the money from their work goes directly back into the community. So it won't be just them individually benefiting from it, it'll be the community in general.
But there are concerns in the wider art world that the scheme may place unnecessary burdens on gallery owners. Guy Abrahams is the National President of the Australian Commercial Galleries Association.
The ACGA's position is mixed on this in as much as a number of our members are in favour of the scheme and a number of them are opposed. Personally, I don't think that it's a necessary scheme to enable artists to get appropriate benefits from the sales of their artworks, but it seems the government is committed to introducing it, and what the ACGA would say is that it's very important that the administration of the scheme and the operation of the scheme doesn't impact negatively on the primary sales of Australian artworks.
The government expects the scheme to be up and running by July next year.
Michael Edwards with that report.